the second parak of Emunah Bitachon over the course of the week and a half of Nisan that bring us to Yom Tov. Chazon Ish wrote, is famous for his big, heavy Sfarim on Sugyas Hashas, Zroah Moed Nashim Edition Kachim Kaurus. He has a lot. He wrote copiously on almost every single Masechta Hashas, a few that we don't have Chazon Ish on, but across the board from beginning from Brachos Tzotzin. There's a lot of heavy duty halachic material, a lot of Shakratariya, a lot of halacha, some lamdas. And then at the end of the Taurus volume, which is perhaps the most forbidding of all them, there are a couple of pages of essays on Machshava. Very, very fascinating, totally different style. The Hebrew is poetic in the extreme. Incredible amount of Machshava insight. Totally different mode than what's going on in the core Sefer Chazon Ish. And there's someone did Klal Yisrael a favor and took those pages, which can easily sort of get lost and over hard to find, and no one would know about at the end of the Taurus, and we published them as a separate skinny volume called Emunah Bitachon. They're 5.5 prakim. That's because the sixth parak got cut off in the middle. We don't have the rest of what we have no idea how many prakim we actually wrote. The second chapter is the shortest and perhaps the most fundamental and the most practical. And that is the parak on Bitachon. The work as a whole, these 5.5 prakim were entitled Emunah Bitachon. And we wanted in the next number of days to learn together what he has to say about Bitachon. And he opens by saying that there's an urban legend. There's a Jewish urban legend about Bitachon. Taos no shenes niz azrucha b'lei rabbi musa Bitachon. Plenty did this very old misconception. Many, many people totally miss the boat and totally misunderstand what Bitachon is all about. Shein Bitachon, the term Bitachon, ha-mishamesh l'mida mehulala v'ikarach b'fi chasidim. You're reading works of Machshava through the ages. Bitachon is one of the great midos of a chasid, one of the great midos of an ambitious Oved Hashem. An exalted idea. Over time, it's been misunderstood and sort of transformed. Nistovava b'musa chova laha amin. It's become, in many people's mind, this idea that every Jew, a misconception, mistaken idea, that every Jew is obligated to believe whenever you have a dilemma, b'chol mikresh shepogesha adam, whenever you're at a crossroads, hamidaso l'kras asid bil timruch, I'm not sure what's going to happen next, I'm not sure what the future holds. Shnei drachim ba'asid, there are two possible ways that things could play out. Achas tova v'lo shnia, one is good and not the other. In other words, there's this misunderstanding that I'm not sure what's going to happen next, and it may be good stuff, it may not be good stuff. I may pass, I may fail, I may get the job, I may not get the job, I may get to date that girl, I may not get to date that girl, I may get into the yeshiva or not, I might get into the graduate program or not. There's this misconception that a Jew is mechuyev to believe ki betach yeh hatov, that the happy option is the one that will definitely happen. A lot of people think, you have to have bitachon that you'll pass the test. Have bitachon that you'll pass your driver's test. Have bitachon that you'll get that score you're hoping for in the SAT. Have bitachon that you'll get the job that you're hoping for. Have bitachon that the medical test will come out negative and that you're not sick. Have bitachon that X, Y, Z. Right? We've all heard that before.
You have to have bitachon.
You have to have bitachon that X will happen. In mistapek, and people think that mistapek of a choshesh al hipochato, and if you think, well, but maybe I'll fail, but maybe things won't turn out well, but maybe I won't get the job I'm hoping for, maybe I won't get the girl I'm hoping for, maybe I won't get the birth and a residency that I'm hoping for. And people think that if you think, yo, maybe things won't work out, who mechuster bitachon? Where is it bitachon? You have to bitachon that things will work out well. And he says, but that's not true. We've heard that before. You have to bitachon everything will be fine. Well, you think you might fail, where is it bitachon? He says, but that's absurd. I'll demonstrate to you that that's absurd. He says, number one, ein horazu bitachon nechona. This isn't true. Now, number one, it's not a correct understanding of bitachon. Because lots of times, empirically speaking, lots of times things don't work out the way they want them to. Has everything in your life always worked out the way you want it to? Have things always play out the way you want it to?
No. No. For no one in this room, for no one on this planet, have things always worked out the way you think is best.
So number one, if that's what you're talking about, then it's false. So that's clearly not what we're talking about. A. B, Chazal says, why should it be true? Why should it make sense that I should know that what I expect to happen will happen? Ein ho razu bibitachon nechona. It's not accurate. Shekol shalom zbar b'nevua gora ha'asid in ha'asid mukhra. Unless a Navi told you what's happening tomorrow, why do you assume that you know what's happening tomorrow? That's the role of Nevuah. So if you spoke to a Navi, okay. Then you do have a religious obligation to believe what the Navi predicted is true. But, can't speak for you, but no Navi has told me what's happening tomorrow to me. I don't know, how would I know for sure what's happening tomorrow? But why should there be a religious obligation to believe that there will be good weather? Have me talk and there'll be good weather tomorrow. That the adventure plan will work out. The Navi told me there's going to be good weather tomorrow. The Navi told me. They have a chiv to believe whatever Navi told me. But there's no Navi. So why should I be chayv to believe that what I want to happen will happen? In Habitachon, there is a concept of have Bitachon. Absolutely, there is a religious value and obligation to have Bitachon about what's going to happen tomorrow. But it's not believe that whatever I think is best will happen. I want to pass the test. I want to date that girl. I want to go to that yeshiva. I want to get into that graduate school. I want to have that summer job. I want to have that full-time job. So I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping for X. It may turn out to be Y instead. So the Baba Maisa is to say, you have to have bitachon that X will happen. Real bitachon, he says, is something far more special and far more accurate. And in the long run, far more common. In habitachon hu ha'amu, the real bitachon is to believe she'ein mikr ba'olam, that things aren't just random, stochastic, chaotic, whatever happens. The ha'anasa tachas hashav and shakol b'hachraza me'ito. Bitachon is to understand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is writing the show. In other words, bitachon is not the belief. Bitachon is not the belief that what I want to happen tomorrow will happen. Bitachon is the belief that what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen tomorrow will happen. Bitachon is the belief that life isn't random. I think that X is in my best interest, and therefore I want X. Isn't that root for X? Daven for X? Work towards X? Absolutely. But understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be his junior partner in crafting our destiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a senior partner. And it's a good thing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a whole lot more perspective than we do. So rather than what I want to happen will happen, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the ship, and ultimately what he wants to happen will happen. And if you stop to think about it, it's actually a lot more common. There's someone with far greater perspective than I who wants my best interest and is seeing to it that in the long run I call the Abayda Abrahman on the top of it. So that is not empirically false, and it logically makes sense. There's no reason to believe that whatever I want to happen will necessarily happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But it makes a lot of sense that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe and created us and continues, as he tells us in his Torah, to maintain a lot of interest in our lives and our destinies and what we're up to and what we're busy with, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen ultimately will happen. And that is bitachon. Bitachon is a knowledge, as he says, that life is not random. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, that his interests are our ultimate best long-term interests. He's going the next couple of pages, he's begin to expand on what that means, how it plays out, how it impacts us in the way we think, how it impacts us in the way we feel, how it impacts our emotions, our moods, the way we plan, our attitudes,
and what real bitachon looks like and what different flavors of fake bitachon that you should notice so that you can avoid them.